First parak of Kedushin, third mission. Eved Kenani nikna bekeser shtar v'chazoka. Eved Ivri is only nikna bekeser v'shtar, and Eved Kenani is nikna also v'chazoka. Yeah, how does one do a chazoka and Eved Kenani? So, if he works for the odin, for the master, that is a type of chazoka. Or if he picked up the master picked him up, he uses him. That is a chazaka, which is koin. Nikne. Koin is atzmi goes free. Bekesav et acherim. B'shtar de atzmi divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says he cannot. The eved cannot free himself with his own, money, because he holds that there's no way for an eved to have his own money. So it must be that somebody else is giving money to the odin al manas that this eved should go free. And it goes free. Yeah. But by himself, he can't give money because he doesn't have all his money belongs to his other. Shtar de Atzmei. Rameh says that he can't accept the shtar himself. And he says more than that, it has to be by himself because it can't be by a different party, because he feels that it's a loss for the Eved to be go free because he loses certain rights. And therefore, you cannot do it for him because. To do something which is beneficial for a person, should like the thought, not in front of him, but not something which is detrimental to him. Chacham say that he could be free himself with his own money, because if somebody gave him a gift, al manas, that his odin should not own it, it is possible to make such a transaction that the eved will have money. They hold that shtar could be done even through somebody else, because they hold it's a schus, it's a beneficial thing for the eved to be going ben charim. If he's going ben charim, he can marry a Jewish woman. But if he is going free from kesef, it has to be other's money that was given to him on the condition that his master doesn't get it. Otherwise, it automatically goes to the master. And if it's the master's money, he can't give the master his own money and free himself.